Okay, let me make sure that I have everything. So caller from 443-805, your first name, please.
Steven.
Steve, oh, you oh, okay, you went out and came back in. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. All right, so as I said, these calls are recorded, but they are for only accessible in the private members area, so no one has anything to worry about. And we will get into this town hall meeting. So I want to welcome everyone for coming on this town hall meeting, this Black Wallets Matter town hall meeting. We're going to go over some of the ground rules, how we operate and manage these calls. For those who don't know, my name is Brother Lou, and I will be hosting this evening's meeting. Tonight, I am feeling empowered. Brother came on the call tonight, said, hey, how everyone's feeling? We said, hey, how you feeling? The brother said empowered. I think we all should feel empowered this evening because we are a group of concerned, like-minded brothers and sisters who are coming together for the purpose of finding solutions to problems in the Black community. If you notice, when you called in, I addressed you as either brother or sister. The reason we address one another as brother or sister is to show respect and as a sign of solidarity. One of the major problems we have in our community is the lack of unity, and we figure by addressing one another as brother and sister will at least, you know, allow us to take that first initial step of bridging that gap. during these calls, we do not discuss religion. We do not discuss the Black male and female dynamic, and we do not discuss political party affiliation. We can discuss politics as it relates to Black people and how we can use it to improve our situation, but we don't want to get into which party did this or which party did not do that. The reason we do not discuss these topics is because they are opinion-based, and no one is right and no one is wrong. We'll be here going around and around in a circle, and we will not make any progress. For all the guests on the call, by guests, I mean that you have not yet become an association member. So for all the guests on the call, if you haven't yet watched the blueprint, Black Wallets Matter is a member association comprised of brothers and sisters that believe the only way we're going to fix the problems in the Black community is if we do it ourselves and we start using the power of the Black dollars we already have. It's estimated we spent $1.3 trillion last year. So if we were to pool our resources and practice group economics, we could have a major financial and political impact and transform our community. The purpose of the member association is to bring together like-minded brothers and sisters who are sick and tired of the sad state of affairs in the Black community and are motivated to take action. So, you know, if you're wondering, like, what could a group of like-minded brothers and sisters do together, so let's just think about it. When I say spending our Black dollars or using the power of our Black dollars, I am not necessarily talking about spending them. That could also mean boycotting or withholding them from businesses and entities that do not respect our patronage or have our best interests in mind. In the American economy, Black people are the largest spenders. We are the largest consumers. So if we were to stop our patronage at a particular point, that we would pretty much cripple that business or put a dent in the economy. And that's real power. So just imagine one of these police brutality incidents happened, and we were able to just pool our resources or withhold our dollars from a particular industry. That will show that we have true power. Everyone has their own ideas about how to solve problems in the Black community, but this organization has a plan already. It has a set agenda, and that agenda is outlined in the blueprint. The priorities of this organization is to address the issues of Black poverty, which affects over 70% of single Black mothers, Black unemployment, which is 50% in the black community as compared to 9% in the white community, and this recent wave of racially motivated police brutality. Those are the issues that this organization is focused on solving. The reason why we want to address those issues, poverty, unemployment, because if we are able to have more of our brothers and sisters earning a decent living, they're able to provide a better home situation for their children, which will have, you know, which will have a better effect on future generations of, you know, black America. That's essentially what it would. They will grow up in loving and nurturing environments. The way we plan on addressing these issues is through this member association. As an association, we collect membership dues. We are not a nonprofit organization. We are a B corporation, which is a benefit corporation. Benefit corporations are businesses that exist to help and serve a particular group of people. So Black Wallets Matter exists for the sole purpose of conducting business to help the black community. Membership dues start at $10 at the silver level, $25 at the gold level, and $50 at the platinum. Our goal within the next 3 to 5 years is to get 1 million association members. With 1 million association members, we would generate $28 million a month times 12, which would give us $336 million a year in revenue. With that type of money, we could get a $1 or $2 billion loan, and that would allow us to dominate any or allow us to gain entry or dominate any industry that we set our sights on. Specifically, we want to use that money to buy large-scale businesses such as manufacturing plants, supermarket chains, and, you know, a few weeks ago we were discussing trying to reclaim dominance in the health and beauty care industry, since that's where a lot of our money goes. With $1 or $2 billion, we could definitely pull that off. The way that that would be, the reason why we want to get into these large-scale businesses is to employ hundreds or even thousands of our brothers and sisters, and also because we want a large base of profits. With those profits, we have two social agendas. The first social agenda is to create community resource centers in major black cities. These community resource centers will basically be like trades training programs, which will teach our brothers and sisters how to become plumbers and carpenters and welders. And then it would also provide a place for our youth to, instead of hanging out on the street. In these places, our youth will receive cultural education, and they will get a new definition of what it means to be black. So they'll learn that black people don't kill each other. Black people, they help one another, right? So all of the negative things that affect us now, we will teach them the opposite of, right? Because they're babies, they're impressionable. With the other portion of our profits, we will hire lawyers and lobbyists so that they can protect and enforce our civil rights. There are laws that are currently on the books specifically to protect people of color against abuses of power by law enforcement. And because we do not have anyone in the anyone in Washington, you know, constantly advocating on our behalf, because we do not have any watchdogs like the Jewish communities, that's why we're being taken advantage of. So let's see. That is our overall goal. That's how we plan on changing what's going on in the black community. Now, obviously, these are very lofty goals, and it will take years of hard work to achieve them, years of organization to make these things happen, a lot of moving parts. So to get the ball rolling and to have a quick win and show progress, we have set a goal for this year of 2,000 founding members. With the dues that we collect from the 2,000 founding members, we can create our first proof element to show the black community that a group of unrelated brothers and sisters from all across the country can unite, or how we have united and came together to create something for the benefit of us all. That's a very selfless act, and it basically tells our brothers and sisters, we love you even if you don't know us. We're willing to do something for you even though you are not doing anything for us. That's really what we need more of in the black community. We need more of that love, more of that community, more of that village vibe that we had back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. You know, I talk to some brothers, you know, behind the scenes every now and then, and we try to really put our fingers on when our community unraveled. And a lot of times we come to the realization that it started with the crack epidemic that really fractured the fabric of our society, really fractured the fabric or the bonding of the black community. And so we, you know, we're still suffering some of the effects of that, but we need to think for the future. We need to be thinking in terms of the legacy. When we create this first proof element, it will raise the visibility of the organization and create a snowball effect where more of our brothers and sisters will want to join us and help us build the next phases of our plan. So I outlined the overall, you know, the overall plan, but it is definitely doable because the type of money we're talking about, we currently give it away. It currently exists in different industries. We give it away to the health and beauty industry. We give it away in the sports and entertainment industry. We give it away to the fashion industry. So we do have the money. We give it away when, you know, going out to the club, things like that. So like I said, this proof element, it will be a business. The initial business that we wanted to create was going to be a shopping portal. The shopping portal, you know, I explained this to some brothers and sisters before, and, you know, they weren't quite grasping it, so I'm going to try to explain it a little bit better now. Basically, so although we want to spend our money within the black community, the problem is we do not have enough black businesses to support all the money that we have. I actually did some research prior to this call, and I believe we spend $118 billion with black businesses, because that's pretty much all that we can. Those are individual one-man shops to, you know, whatever kind of black person runs a manufacturing plant or whatever. That's it. But we still have what, you know, and as it's, you know, as I outline, we earn, you know, in the trillions. So we spend our money with Walmart, Target, Sears, JCPenney's, places like that. We need to get back a percentage of that money. And there is a way to structure that and a way to set that up so that we can get a commission anytime someone who's a member of this organization or someone who comes through this organization and we send it to one of these retailers, there's a way for us to get a percentage of that money back. The more relationships like that we set up, the more money that comes back to the black community, and we're taking it from, we're reclaiming it from outside of the black community. That is the best chance that we have to rebuild, you know, the things that we want, because although we make the money, we really have nowhere to spend it within our own community for like toilet paper and toothpaste and, you know, and sleeping bags and socks and, you know, not socks, but, you know, stuff like that, like our basic necessities. But we have not reached our membership goals. So we're at about 189, 190. We had a few people sign up today, so maybe we're at like 192. So we have 190 or so members as of today, which is short of the 2,000 members. So we're not going to wait to the end of the year to create this proof element. We're going to create something now. And what we are going to create is a business called the Black Wall Street Project. The reason why we're going to create that is because a lot of people call and contact me every day and send messages that they need, either they need help with their black business or they need help starting a business. The Black Wall Street Project will help them do that. It will, you know, we will give them some basic business information. We'll give them some basic financial literacy information. Many of us on the call, we need that. We need to know how to set a household budget and how to stick with it. If we can't reach or if we have a monetary goal and we're not meeting that, then the Black Wall Street Project will tell them how to create additional streams of income so that they can close that income gap, right? So we've been working on that project. Well, I'm the chief cook and bottle washer, so I've actually been working on that project myself. It's going on about a month and a half now. It's taking its time because I'm trying to make sure that there's really good and useful information, and then I was, like, having a problem with the structure. in terms of, do I want people to become members, you know, of Black Wallets Matter and then have access to it, or do I want to set it up where people are just coming in for that specific purpose? Anyone that is a member of Black Wallets Matter currently while this project is underway and when it goes live, you will become a member. I mean, you will have access to the Black Wall Street Project. People who are coming in specifically for the business purposes, they may be a separate, their intention is different. They're not necessarily thinking about rebuilding the Black community. So I'm thinking of keeping them separate from those of us who understand that we're working towards solutions. So for anyone who is concerned about like how the organization and how the dues and everything are managed, right now we currently do not meet the revenue requirements to be a certified B Corp. I disclose the finances in the members area. Anyone that's a member on the call can tell you. They can pull up screenshots. They can show you, right? So I show exactly what happens to the money. I am basically paying like the shortfall every month out of my own pocket. We are on our fifth month, I want to say. So the membership is growing, but although we have new members coming in, sometimes members fall out for various reasons. And you know, that's just what it is. Sometimes people have, you know, cash flow issues. I don't stress anyone about membership dues. I don't chase anyone around for $10, $25, or $50. Maybe I should, I don't know, but you know, I'm trying to, you know, if someone is having a problem and they can't, you know, pay their membership due, I actually don't kick them out. I don't kick them out of the organization because they were concerned enough to participate, and I figure once they get their cash flow together, they'll recontribute. This organization spends a lot of money on advertising monthly. Every week we have a lot of new people in on these calls because it's really hard to find those of us in the Black community who will actually do something. So if everyone that's on this call, you all know you have spoken to someone in your group, in your network, like, hey, man, we got these problems in the community. We got to do something about them. And you'll sit there, you'll talk, and then you'll say, hey, what's up with some solutions? And they may never move. They're like, yeah, that's a good idea. But then it's like, where do you go from there? This organization is where you go. This is the first step to actually doing something because we are going to keep pushing this ball up the hill no matter what. So if you've been sitting around and you're like, I have these ideas or I want to do something and I'm not exactly sure, this is your home. This is the place for you to start seeing something happen. But please understand that nothing will happen overnight. I am very impatient. Some of the members are more patient than I am. I'm an impatient kind of guy. That's why I'm trying to hurry up and get at least this first proof element out before we even have the finances for it. We're going to have to come out my pocket and make this thing happen. I'm calling around to other Black organizations, and I'm asking them, hey, is there something that you want to contribute to help us grow or to get this out there, to spread this message? And I'm letting them know that we have, you know, we have 35,000 followers on Facebook, 7,000 people on our email list, 200 members, whatever the extent of our network is, and we're basically going to open that up to other Black organizations. So just in case anyone was worried about the money and, you know, thinking this was going to be a Umar Johnson type of situation, just know there's no money to run off with, right? If anyone has any questions about this organization, how membership works, things like that, membership levels, yeah, I want to address that. So I have some people say, hey, what's the difference between the membership levels? Currently, right now, there is no difference between the membership levels. If you watch the blueprint, I say come in at the level that you're comfortable with because you are a founding member. So as a founding member, you're basically helping to shape this thing. This is really what it takes to build something for our community. We are people from all over the whole country. We are Black folks who are concerned about what's going on from all over the whole country. It's really going to take us from these various places to say, you know what, I'm just sick and tired. I want to see something happen. We come together and we build this thing from the ground up. So I am going to put the call in lecture mode. If you have any questions or comments about this, press star 6 on your phone, and then I will unmute your phone, and then you can say, you know, what's on your mind. As pertaining to the blueprint, once or as pertaining to this organization. If hold on for a second. If you have another topic or another subject or something that you would want to discuss this evening, then you I can definitely open up the floor for you, and you can bring your issue or your idea to the floor. But let's just deal with one topic at a time, because if not, we will have total chaos. Also, when you're in the queue, like I said, press star 6. Please be mindful that there may be other brothers and sisters waiting on the call or waiting to get in. These calls we usually try to wrap up at about 11 o'clock, you know, so, you know, keep that in mind. And away we go. So if you want to comment or have anything you want to add, press star 6. Okay, Sister Barbara, how you doing? We have a few callers on that I did not get their first name, so allow me to do that. Caller from 302, your first name, 302 area code? 302? Okay. Any callers that are on, if we cannot get your first name, then we are going to have to drop you from the call, because we would like to know who we are talking to. Caller from 302 area code, 302-357, your first name, please.
Yes, it's Jade.
Jade. Hey, peace, Sister Jade.
Hello.
Jade. I like that name, Sister Jade.
Thank you.
Right. And caller from 864 area code, your first name, please. Caller from 864.
Vanessa.
Okay, Sister Vanessa. All right, Sister Vanessa. All right. Okay. And caller from 682 area code. Caller from 682. Your first name, please.
Yo, why don't you just start talking instead of
682. Your first name, please. Caller. Hello. Caller, if we can't get your first name, we're gonna have to drop you from the call. Caller, okay. Caller from 443-416 area code. Your first name, please. Caller from 443 area code. Your first name, please.
Maya? Tanya.
Tanya. Okay, Sister Tanya. Okay. Okay. Caller from 703 area code, 703-229. Your first name, please.
Prentice, yes.
Yeah. Okay, Brother Prentice. All right. And caller from 313-258, your first name, please.
Tiffany.
Okay, Tiffany. Okay. And caller from 312 area code, 312-956, your first name, please.
Trey.
I'm sorry?
Trey.
Oh, Trey. Oh, yeah. Okay. How you doing, sister? Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Sister Trey. And caller from 469-569 area code. Your first name, please?
John.
Brother John. We have another. Can I get the initial of your last name?
F.
John F. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so that's everyone. So if anyone has a question or a comment about this organization or about the blueprint or about anything that we're about, press *6 on your phone to get in the queue. If you don't have any questions, then we'll open the floor up for any other topics.
I have a question.
Okay, press *6, sister. Okay, all right, sister. Press *6. Okay. All right, here we go. All right, so we have quite a few people in the queue. So everyone, please keep in mind, keep that in mind when you're commenting. All right, Sister Vanessa, you're up.
Well, my question is, can you tell me a little bit more about your shopping portal?
Okay, so the shopping portal isn't live yet. So basically what it would be is it would have all of the major stores that we shop at, Walmart, Target, Sears, JCPenney's, Amazon, things like that. And then we would be our members, well, actually, anyone who shops with us. So we're going to just open it up to anyone that's black or anyone, actually. And then you would be able to get discounts. But when you shop through that portal, we will get back a commission. The organization will get back a commission. It won't cost you a dime extra. So it's just it's essentially a way for us to reclaim a portion or the VAT or a portion of that, $1.3 trillion. Actually, I forgot what it is that we spend on consumer products, but it's like in the trillion. Mm-hmm. Right. So, all right.
Okay. And then, do you have any as well? Anything recently pertaining to police brutality about the Trump? Him recently on television promoting that. What is your perspective on that?
Well, I think he's a duty head. but we know that we have a serious job ahead of us. So he has this, they call the law and order president, this guy, Jeff Sessions, right? But there are countermeasures to what he's doing. And most importantly, it's digging up that Enforcement Act of 1870. It's Section 242. It's actually putting our money where our mouth is and having our lawyers and lobbyists go in and fight these things. That's exactly the strategy that Trump used. So he shot off that executive order, with the Muslim ban, and the judges blocked them. But what he did was he went and looked at laws and rules and things that were already on the books. And he actually still went ahead and did what he did. So we need to play by those same rules. Those things, they're already there. They're buried. So we just need some lawyers and some lobbyists, some advocates to go in there and say, listen, okay, cool, we understand what you're saying. But this law right here specifically protects people of color, because a lot of the other ethnic groups, they use the laws and stuff that are put on the books for us for their protection, and that's when they changed this designation to minority. A lot of that stuff started off as colored or Negro. They changed it to minority, and so now you'll have people, you'll have, like, the Jewish community will use it, the LGBT community will use it, and the women, the mainly white women, will use it to say, hey, this is to protect us. So we just need to get smart about these things and doing the same. All right, sister?
All right. That's
thank
all
you
I
so
have.
Much. Okay, thank you. Great, great questions. Okay, so we have Brother Chris J.
Hey, Brother Lou, just a quick question on the payment method. I'm just a little skittish about giving up my credit card information. Is there a way to mail a check or money order?
Yep. We actually set that. The only thing, right? So it's a monthly thing. So if you're saying you're going to mail, out a check or a money order every month, then that's fine. But again, we do have other members who have the same concerns, and we set that up for them today. We made the arrangement last week. So yes, that option is available. I could give you, actually, you could just make it out to Black Wallets Matter. You can use like a money order or whatever it is. And postal money or whatever it is, you can make it out to Black Wallets Matter, but you can put CO of either L Gamble, my name, or you can put B Wave Media. So that way, when it goes through the Black Wallets Matter checking account, the bank will know that it's my name. So you're not just sending a blank money order or whatever it is.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yep. Brother Jonathan. Oh, excuse me. Hey, Brother Chris. Brother Chris.
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Do you have PayPal?
I don't.
Oh, okay. All right. Because their PayPal option is there as well. And just for anyone else on the call, just so you know, you can get like a refund. I mean, so I'm just letting you guys know. If for any reason you're unhappy about whatever, or you're just not feeling it, because some people, they cancel. We've only had one person say, you know what, I just want back whatever I paid. So I'm just letting you know. I do understand you're skittish, especially with the online thing. But there's a PayPal option, and then there's, you know, and then you can actually send in a money order or a check or whatever. So, all right. Hello?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Yep. All right. So in the queue, we have Brother Jonathan, Brother Brian W., Brother Khadib, Brother Princess, Brother Stephen, Brother Rod, and Brother Kijan. Okay. Brother Jonathan, you are live.
Hey, how's it going?
Peace, brother.
I became a member last week.
Okay, and, great to have you on board, brother.
I love your movement. I'm trying to work on something similar myself, and I really love how you got your website set up. Mm-hmm. And as a member, well, that allowed me to get access to your expertise to try to craft me one, something like that?
The Black Wall Street Project would. It would. I mean, I wouldn't create the whole website. You would have me. Like, so if you have someone who wants to design it for you, then I could do that. But if you want me to design it, I definitely would do it, and it would be way cheaper than what I'd normally charge in my business. So you definitely have that. I could look over exactly what it is that you're trying to do, tell you what you need, what you don't need. And it would be done professionally for the cheapest way possible. I guarantee that.
Mm-hmm. Because like I say, this is something that we need as a people, because the more you do for yourself, the less you have to rely on others. You cannot continuously sit up here. We're 44, 45 million in this country, and we're sitting up here begging for jobs. With that bigger population, we should be creating our own jobs.
You're 100% right. A sister and I were talking about that in terms of the, you know, what kind of jobs we would be able to create. So the vast majority of the jobs we have in a Black community are small. Even if you just created something so that you could feed your family, that would be good. And that's the intention of the Black Wall Street Project, to help people understand where they stand in regards to their financial obligations, where they want to go with their goals, and then give them some tools to try to close that gap. The other thing, though, is business is hard, right? Business is not for everyone. So it's kind of unrealistic to say, it's idealistic to say everyone should, But in practice, it's going to be hard. It requires accounting. It requires a whole lot of other different things. Fortitude. It requires an investment. So, you know, like I said, you know, we'll try to help everyone as best as possible. But if they are not, you know, inclined to do that, then we want to present employment opportunities. And one of the things that we were discussing, I was discussing this actually with two brothers that are in the transportation industry. We were talking about trying to get more of our brothers and sisters, help them get their CDL and then get into transportation, because there's a serious need for those for drivers. So
I got a CDL.
I'm sorry?
I said I got a CDL.
Yeah, see, so we're trying to, it would probably be good for a lot more of our young brothers and sisters to get one as well, so that they can get into the driving, you know, into that industry. It's a lot of money, and they need a lot of people.
Because, like I said, what I always said was that I wish I had my organization to the point where you got yours, but I said my idea is not going to be big enough. It's too big for me to do it by myself.
Okay.
We need organizations to link up and work together, because we can't keep having somebody, you know, like when Martin Luther King, somebody assassinated him, and that just like stopped the movement. You know, you have assassination attempts or assassination, and it just stops the movement. We need something that's bulletproof.
And I'm glad you brought that up, brother. I should have mentioned this during my introduction. The way that this organization is structured, right, it's not about me. This is not the Brother Lou show. This is about all of us.
Right.
The way that this thing is structured is it's basically going to be a system. Our oppression is systematic, so the countermeasures need to be systematic. And so once we get the ball rolling and this thing starts going, it's not going to matter what – you know, it's not going to really matter what, you know, what head or what person. Everybody is on task. Everyone knows what their job is within the system. And so as founding members, we would be the ones to be the initiators of the system. But once it gets going and once there's momentum, then we don't really have to do much. We just need to come up with the next vision and implement the next part and the next part. But it can, you know, the way how I'm thinking about it, it will build upon itself. So that's a very good observation, good brother John.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Well, like I said, well, I don't want to hold you up, but I would love if we could, you know, kick it, you know, sometime after this.
Yeah.
And especially talk about the website and all that stuff.
I got you, brother. You. I should have reached out to you in regards to an orientation anyway. But we'll take care of that behind the scenes. Yep. No problem.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Take care. All right, and so now we have Brother Brian W. Brother Brian.
Yes, Brother Lou, how are you doing?
Peace.
Okay, now, I really like the way we have to get 2,000 members to make this happen, correct?
I'm sorry?
You said we have to get about 2,000 members to make this happen?
2,000 members to get the initial... to get the initial ball rolling to create the – well, that was to create the shopping portal. But we're moving ahead anyway. But the 2,000 members will allow us to build the shopping portal.
Okay, but how – okay, now I'm definitely going to become a member, and I wanted to know how as individuals can we go ahead and promote this to other African-Americans so they can actually show somebody else and get that ball roll like a domino effect?
Okay, so, well, right now, I'm reaching out to people. I'm using this distributed through social media. The reason why is because it's easy to promote. So when you become a member, or actually when you signed up, you should have gotten a link that says, hey, you know, whenever you see someone complaining or whatever it is, send them this link. But you definitely could just promote Black Wallace Matter as it is. The other aspect. We had a sister who was talking about creating an ambassadorship program. She, mm-hmm. she got tied up with work, but when she gets back, she was on vacation. But when she gets free, she will be structuring the ambassadorship program, and that will allow people to reach out in their local areas, in their local community, and be able to, you know, more or less recruit people.
And that's what I was thinking, because the guy that just spoke last, I forgot his name, but he made a really good point, you know. And I think, you know, Black Lives Matter should have like a chapter set up in every single city so we can unite and have, you know, these private meetings on our own, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to be candid with you. So the sister had the idea, and I haven't really devoted too much time to it because I know that it will require an investment of money, and I'm already coming out of my pocket to hold it together the way that it is. So if we let's say if we go and we have an organization in Atlanta. An organization, and I've never ran a distributed organization like that, but I'm assuming, you know, there would be, you know, fees for hosting the place, refreshments, and then everyone would be getting together, having conversations. But it's like, okay, but what are we actually doing? You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm really more about action. I don't think we need to get together in committee to just sit around and say, hey, what do we need to do? The way the sister and I was discussing it was talking about just recruiting more members. So once we get more members in local areas, it's like, okay, here's the initiative for Atlanta, but we don't all need to, like, get together in a, you know, in a place every week. I mean, at least to my mind. But, you know, again, like I said, she was handling that because she's the, you know, that was her idea. It really wasn't my idea.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Gotcha. Yep. I appreciate that.
Yep, no problem, brother. Yeah, Brother Khadib, Brother Prentice, Brother Stephen, Brother Rod, Brother Tijan, okay, Brother Williams, I can't pronounce that, and then Brother Allen in the queue. Brother Khadib, you are live.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Peace.
Peace, Brother Lou, man. Definitely, you read my mind with this one here, because I was definitely thinking about starting a community trust. What you're trying to do as far as is putting together a community of people just getting some money together to help start business. To let everybody know, my name is Khadib, and I got a lot of things, but I'm not going to put everything now in on one set. But what I was pretty much was seeing, because you said something about that this is not under like a nonprofit or
right, a B Corp, right.
A B Corp, I never heard of that. A C Corp,
right.
And you know, I've been on studying.
No, C Corp, S Corp, LLC. So the B Corps are benefit corporations. So it's like if you've heard of like Tom's Shoes, Kickstarter, mm-hmm. like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Basically,
right.
Those are businesses. They exist for the purpose of helping a particular group of people. They're better than 501c3 because if you have a 501c3, first of all, you can't really generate profit. And there are a lot of rules and regulations on where you can spend your money. If you have a 501c4, which is an organization, which is a nonprofit for a social organization, you can only spend a certain amount of money on lawyers and lobbyists. As a B Corp, whatever kind of money you get, whatever amount of money we spend on our social endeavors, we get to expense that right off the rip. So if you know anything about running a business, you like, you know, if you drive. If you own a restaurant and you drove to, you know, Jetro or wherever it is you get your food, you calculate your gas. You write off your gas. You write off light bulb. You write off every last thing you make. And
that's the fridge. That's the fridge. It's the fridge on forms, and that's pretty much the 1099 the miscellaneous. And I'm definitely aware of that. My thing is, because we're in the same town, whatever, I'm out here in the Bronx. I've been putting together like a few things lately. I'm doing something kind of big now, man. I think it could really do good. I actually want to meet you in person. We could discuss. I got some ideas. But on top of everything you're doing, you kind of, because I was thinking about doing it in a trust management position, doing everything like in a trust. But far as what you're doing and how you're doing it, I like how the path that you're going, and I think it could definitely pop off. If it's done correctly, but at the same time, you know, we definitely need some kind of management of what we're trying to do as far as starting a business and things in that nature. But you just said everything I was going to ask you. I didn't know what a B Corp was. I'm here studying the LLC. and trying to establish what I'm trying to do now. But I'm definitely with some partners of what I'm doing, and then from there on, I guess that could probably grow if it's some kind of potential in it, and it could be more investment. But man, I appreciate what you're doing. I'm gonna definitely stick around. I'm subscribe, and you know, and I'm gonna see what's going to happen from there.
All right, thank you, Brother Khadijah. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
All right. And Brother Prentice. Peace, good brother.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, man?
I am empowered, brother. I am feeling empowered.
All right. I'm calling from Virginia. And okay. Like the other brother said, your website looks really good. I want to speak to you on the side about that.
Okay.
But jumping right into it, man, I just wanted to touch bases on a few things that the other speakers have stated. One was about the, you know, something we don't have in our community is the Anti-Defamation League. And, right, so, you know, you're already aware how they went out to Jay-Z by saying, you know, you know, why do Jewish people own more property in America? You know, they did it by credit and all that stuff. That was a compliment to the Jewish community, but however, they took it, they used their Anti-Defamation League to the fullest on any opportunity, anything that said positive or negative about the Jews. They just want to show their sure force in them.
Yeah.
Suppress the voice of us.
Yep.
And also anything that comes out where people are being informed and people are being empowered. For example, Dr. Boyce Watkins, they cease his accounts on Facebook and YouTube and all that stuff. And you know, we're seeing that increase throughout social media. So that's the same thing, Anti-Defamation League, but it's just doing in a more shadowy type of way. So we need something like that. And you know, sad to say, but we've convinced ourselves through our music that anything can be said and we can talk bad about ourselves and we can doubt ourselves. I mean, the next beef is what sells and what makes money. So they exploit those beefs, you know, amongst us. The more, you know, the more they can keep us divided, the more we can be unawakened and unaware.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's my topic on that. And another thing that I brought to my attention, I saw what you was doing. I was instantaneously interested when I saw Black Lives Matter. But I must say, and I must say this, one of the things that really kind of hit me, and I'll tell you why, this will be one of my points, there's no ownership you have membership, but there's no ownership. So there's something that's called, maybe you're familiar with this, SEC Title II Equity-Based Crowdfunding.
Right. It's fairly new.
It is. It just passed May 2016. So I think that approach would be a little bit different. I think you may find that more people will be welcome throughout the African American community because we can invest, but yet we have ownership and whatever is going moving forward, whatever businesses we create, whatever networking that takes place amongst these phone calls, whatever entities come together, we can invest with one another. We know that that not only are we contributing, but we also have ownership. So let's talk, you know, offline about that. I have a business.
I actually explored that option, and so there's a whole lot more red tape and a whole lot more regulation and a whole lot of things that you can and cannot do by forming one of those structures. We need complete maneuverability with what we're trying to do. I looked at all the different types of business structures, which one. The B Corp is new. It came out like 2012. They have very little regulations except for you have to generate a certain amount of money. What you can put, if you notice with the corporations, Citizens United and all these different things, a lot of the laws and a lot of the free, a lot of the leeway and political power is going towards certain types of businesses, but they're heavily regulated. And to be honest with you, if we create like this black-only type business thing, they could hit us with so many different types of freaking – they could hit us with things that we have no – oh, you invested money for a racial purpose, but you can come together as an ethnic group with an association with the union. Like they have those Italian-American leagues. And they have these worker unions, and they have these types of things. That's why this is set up like that. So if we go and we start launching individual businesses, and then people want to invest and they want that opportunity, let's say it's a business that Black Wallets Matter is like a partner in, and now there's 50% of the shares available for individual people, then that's something that, and you know, and then let's just say we give the preference to our members, right? So now it becomes, you know, Black Lives Matter is its own entity, but, and it just so happens all the people that we offered it to, it just so happens that they're Black. It's that we didn't create a business for the specific purpose of Black. You can't really do that. You know what I'm saying? You know they'll come there right now. We got white people telling us we're racist. So, you know what I'm saying? We don't want the government interfering or shutting us down. We're treading a really, really fine line with what we're doing here, because this organization is not designed. I'm not doing this to be like some fly-by-night type of thing. I'm doing this to have a long-lasting effect and to be well-respected in the eyes of the government and whoever else. When we go and we have our lawyers, when they go in there and they talk to these judges and whoever it is, the reputation of this organization has to be sterling. You understand what I'm saying? It's they can't perceive
that. But, you know, the thing about the equity-based crowdfunding is more project-oriented. And that's what the other side are doing. They're doing more projectized investments, and they're coming together, and they're bringing out money. They close out their project. For example, I had a business meeting with a couple of my guys that I deal with. One of the guys, he advertises heavily on We Buy Black. You guys go check out Gardner's Garden. Me and that brother, his uncle does real estate. He's a developer. So he sent us a couple of projects, real estate projects, and he has his minimum amount. We go in, and we're going to invest with his uncle. That's still Black-based group economics, where we're bringing, you know, four or five individuals to come in and bring, $85,000 to $150,000. And we're going to invest in those two different projects that we're talking about. And it may be 2 to 5 months, but then we get our return back. So when you think that's we're doing nothing different from equity to SEC Title II equity-based crowdfunding for a projectized thing. Now, our goal, we're building towards a restaurant, but however, this is a means to an end for those developer investments. But same thing here. You know, but the business that you're creating, I think that it's going to spiral, because as your community grows, your community is going to be very hungry for different variations. We're going to have different skill sets that come to the table. I do IT security. We have other individuals who does real estate. We have other individuals who are in accounting. How can we effectively utilize those skills that we're bringing to this table? And that's where the different projectized different actions are going to be very necessary for the longevity and for the elasticity of what we're trying to do.
I hear you. I'm being honest with you. I looked at this thing from soup to nuts. I looked at how people are able to keep together ethnic groups to do what it is that they're doing, because I hear what you're saying, what you're talking about investing in a business for the purpose of capitalism. And this is a business that's being created for the purpose of a social agenda for a specific type of people, specifically Black people. But I don't want to get the whole call off into this, because that's a conversation for like behind the scenes.
I definitely respect what you guys are on, man. Like I said, but that's one part of it. You know, when you listen to Claude Anderson, when we talk about the Black community, we own 0.5%. So I get the social side, but when you say Black Lives Matter, we also have to look at the ownership and the equity side, and how do we get back more ownership within, you know, so we can build upon that. So that's all I'm saying, man. But I love and support everything you're doing, and I will be, you know, continuing to support what you got going on.
Thank you, Brother Prentice. Appreciate you.
All right, man.
Okay. So now we have Brother Stephen. Brother Stephen.
Hello?
Yes, brother.
Yes, good evening, good evening. I'll try to be quick and brief. I know time is of the essence. And I want to say that I was definitely, you know, interested when I seen it, because I had an idea or a direction that you was going anywhere. And I feel as though that at this point in society now, especially at the state that the so-called Black community is in, we definitely need to change the mentality of where we're going. Because at the end of the day, a lot has happened for us to get to this point that we're at now, to be having to discuss our financial securities and self-sufficiency. So I feel as though in order to really, I want to support, but I must tell you, I'm a part of, affiliated with other groups, and I've done seminars with other groups, reach out to the people on their status and things of that nature. And it's definitely a task. So going over, doing it far as internet-wise is fine and dandy, cool. But you will have to structure it where, though, we'll meet in person. Because at the end of the day, we need to really set up a structure, especially in the financial realm and dealing with commerce and all of that. We definitely need to set up a structure that we can really fix our situation to where, though, we do have to look at ownership, land ownership. Because at the end of the day, there's no need in getting all these businesses and doing all these businesses and we're still renting the land, renting buildings that somebody else owns. What's the point of doing all this, doing this financial movement, and then we're still renting from people? Because at the end of the day, and that's why there's the business, most businesses that the so-called black people should structure should be around their culture, because we can't keep going on doing black business because we're not black, and that's not a proper name
to use. We don't get into all of that. We don't get into your political ideology. I hear what you're saying, but I'm just letting you know. We don't get into that because you have some people who do identify with that or who don't particularly care.
But you said, but a couple things that you said before, because you had mentioned two other nationality groups. You mentioned the Jewish people, and you mentioned the Russian people, correct?
Asians or LGBT community.
All right, correct. You named people of nationality. So. And that's how you won't be hit with so many fees and statutes and regulations if we do business as who we are.
I hear you. We're not getting into all of that. We're not here to.
I'm not questioning nobody. I'm making statements. I'm not getting into anything. I'm just saying that. I'm trying to understand the direction you're going so I can support, because I don't want to be supporting going in a direction that other organizations are going in. Because at the end of the day, you're asking a duty of me.
Understand, okay? All right, so I outlined specifically what it is that we intend to do in the blueprint. If you didn't watch the blueprint, then it's kind of hard to grasp what it is. The bottom line is whether we want to call ourselves purple people or whatever it is, collectively, those who are oppressing us or whatever it is call us black. They look at us as the black community. So right. I am talking about us. Hold on for a moment, brother. So I am talking about us collectively as the black community. If you look at yourself and you wake up in the morning and you say, you know what, I am a black man, or I am some definition or derivative of, and you say that we have problems in our community and I want to fix it, if those three things are true for you, then I want to work with you. But in terms of arguing about the minutia in terms of what this is and what that is, I personally don't want to get involved in that, and I don't want to waste everyone else's time into that, because that's a conversation you can have in one of those, you know, conscious groups on Facebook.
Yes, but but hear me out. Don't get caught up in some of the words. Don't get caught up in some of the terms I use. I'm not trying to let you get caught up in the terms, but I'm trying to make a point and give you and express my opinion on the business and my interest in the business. But I want to understand and make sure and be confident that I will put that energy so we can really do this, because I'm really about the business, about this movement. Probably been reading up on this probably longer than a lot of people. But what I'm trying to say is, don't get caught up in terms that you heard in your travel. Grab the point. The point is, I feel where you're going at with it. But we also must keep in mind, we definitely need the ownership. We definitely need to, at a point, you know, really collectively structure so we can really utilize our finances instead of using all these other companies to consume our goods. We can do other things to generate our goods and build and all that stuff. We don't got to use Sears and all that stuff and all that. I mean, I understand as far as, you know, creating income, yes, but it should still go out being self-sufficient. I mean, we do business correctly. We don't have no problems with other international people, so we can do international trading as well.
Okay, brother. All right. Well, I hear you on that. We've been on this. You know, we've been on this for a long time. We got a few people in the queue. So, is there anything you want to add in conclusion? Because I want to give everyone else the opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you.
Okay, brother. So we have Brother Rod. Brother Rod.
Hello?
Yes, brother. Peace.
Hey, peace. Hey, brothers and sisters. How y'all doing? Hey, first thing first, I wanted to speak on it as everyone can look at it as a tax base. If you're in the United States, if you work here, whatever the case may be, guaranteed you're paying a tax. And what are you benefiting from that tax that we pay? The U.S. government. You get police brutality, you get schools messed up, and this, that, and the other. My thing is, by your books being open, this is what made me come on board. By your books being open, you being transparent, and you having some of the visions that I have and some of the ideas that I have, I said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, become a member. And if you think of it as a tax base in the country, in this country, you have a tax base, and that funds what they need done. You know, it then becomes, it produces a job base, you know, and that's the vision I think you're going into. But at some point, we got to stop nitpicking about the little stuff and just come on board, you know, and I know it's not that easy, but it's also not that easy for people to pay their taxes, and we're still not getting anything out of that, and we pay 10 times more than that in taxes. I know I do. Right. I mean, it's every week. They're taking $300-$400 every week. You know what I'm saying? So 10, 20, 25, 50, whatever the case may be, whatever level you want to get into it on, you know, you can get into it on. As far as what you're doing, I support that. But I also know that you're only one man and you need help. You know what I'm saying? Right. So if I got some of the same ideas that you have, and I'm over here in Chicago, and you have yours and you over in New York, maybe I can be of a benefit or more benefit and help you do some of the same thing that you're doing over there. I could set up shop and do here. You know what I'm saying? And it still can be online. Just think about it. Even with the shopping portal, if we got, you say we got 197 people, if that 197 people buy one thing from the shopping portal every week, just you know, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're proud of. So why not buy the shampoo or the soap or whatever is going to be on the portal? Why not buy that? To support not only the cause or not only the, you know what I'm saying, the movement, but you're supporting black businesses as well. Or you're supporting businesses that support your community as well. You know, it's easy for somebody to say naysay. It's easy. I can come up with a million reasons up under the sun to not do something. Come up with a reason to do it. And if it don't work out for you, you get a money back guarantee. You know, you said you get a money-back guarantee. So, you know, I think that we need to get more into coming together on some stuff and highlighting what our similarities are and what our goals are instead of getting into the how we can divide each other on every level. You know, on every level we want to divide each other, and nothing gets done. You know, you say you're a man of action, I'm going to put you to the test. I'm a man of action, I'm going to put myself to the test. There's two men of action that's going to try to put something together. and we got 197 members. You know, we should be happy and we should be jumping for joy because it only took, how many people did it take to get to take over this country from the British? It wasn't the whole country. You had about 50 people that said, you know what, we're tired of the British. And then it spread like wildfire. You know, and it's just a matter of putting it together, and people say that we are the lowest on the totem pole because we haven't done it. The whole world is waiting on us to do it. The whole world waiting on, man, black people, what's up? Y'all smart? Y'all doing everything? People living off you. People sending their kids. Man, the Chinese come to your community and you know, they sell you all that garbage and all that stuff that's not good for you. They don't care about your health. They sell you as much garbage, and then with that money, they take and give to their kids or put their kids in school, you know what I'm saying, to be your kids' bosses in the next 20 years. And it just keeps going over and over and over and over and over again. Use this as a tax base. This is where we're going to put our money. It ain't number $10, whatever you want to put into it. And you know that you have somebody out there that's working for you. You have an organization that's out there working for you. You know what I'm saying? You got some organizations that have been here since we've been over here, not saying no names. You know what I'm saying? But it got watered down after a certain amount of time because everybody wants money. Everybody wants their place. Once they get their place, it's good. You know? All the U.S. government got to say, okay, well, if you be quiet, we'll give you such and such. And they be quiet, and they'll be quiet, and they'll sit back and talk junk, but they won't speak up on issues. You'll never hear them speaking up on issues they really need to be spoken about. You know, you barely see them in the community anymore. Right. You know, they barely come into the community. I support you. What can I do? You know, you got me, you got my family, and you got my friends. You got a network over here. What do you need from us?
Hey, brother, listen, I appreciate that, man. Trust me, we like I said, we just want to put the right system in place. Again, the first priority is to get this Black Wall Street project out there because that will allow people to just do a transaction. Unfortunately, our brothers and sisters are used to just doing transactions. They're not used to coming together for like creating like a community trust or creating something for like. To defend, we're not used to creating advocacy groups. We're just not. We don't have, like, the NAACP was the last one.
Right.
It's like, yo, they're not really getting the support, but they have, like, different views. So I understand the challenge with this. And I said, you know, it's only going to be about 2 or 3% of us. So that means for every 100 people, only 2 or 3 will actually understand. Only 2 or 3 will actually be moved enough. But I feel with the Black Wall Street Project, everyone who's worried about business, okay, cool. Look, here's business information. Here's help with your business. Here's whatever you need. Here's what it costs. That's what they're used to doing. They're used to doing business. And then basically what the organization will do is, like we said, we will take those profits and we will use them to move on to our next level of the game. I fully understand what we're up against, what we're dealing with, the mentality. It's really becoming crystal clear to me now, 5, 6 months, we're going into our 6 month. It's really becoming clear to me, like, the real problems that we're having in the community. We have, like, this divisive, it's instinctive. As soon as something black, it's like, let me find however many different ways we can, like, break this thing apart. Let me see how many different ways I can come up with something to refute this or whatever.
The whole check that they just spent went to another community. The whole check, I can guarantee you, the whole check went to a whole other community. It wasn't spent. You know what I'm saying? They use their ideas and their resources to help themselves as much and as long as they can. Whatever you talk about, the Jewish community, some of the Latin community, whatever, Chinese, you know what I'm saying? They do that all day. As soon as we get our money, it goes somewhere else. As soon as we do it, so we have no place to put it. And it's just, the excuse is black businesses aren't up to par enough, or there's not enough black businesses, or, you know, and it's just repeating itself. One group that you will never see on the unemployment line, the Chinese people. I guarantee you, you never see somebody Chinese in unemployment. Why? Because when they come over there, they own their own business instantly. You'll never see them in the unemployment line. Never. In any city, I can guarantee you, unless that Chinese something wrong with them, even if something is wrong with them, like a mental state, they're taking care of their own anyway.
Right.
You know, and that's where we need to be. We need to own our own. If we house ourselves, if we clothe ourselves, if we built our own businesses, you know, I think it's house ourselves, fed ourselves, clothe ourselves. No one in the community would need a job. No one. People are getting rich off of housing us. People are getting rich off feeding us. People are getting rich off educating us. You know what I'm saying? We can do all that on ourselves. And no one in the black community would ever have to worry about a job. Guaranteed.
Listen, bro, I'm with you. We got quite a few people in the queue now.
I feel you, man, you already know.
You said something, man. I guess you done lit a fire under people. I don't know, because you just had a whole bunch of people up in the queue, brother. I appreciate you chiming in, Brother Rod. Thank you for coming to the rescue, too.
I got you, man. I got you.
All right, peace. Let's see who we have here. All right, good brother. Keyshawn?
Hello?
Yes, brother.
Yes, good evening, brother. Peace, family, to everybody. I like what you're doing. You know, the ideas that you have are the same similar ideas that I've always been thinking of for a very long time. And to touch on what the last brother said, he's absolutely right, you know, about everything. And I agree with it, because it's like we can't be always, when someone that's of color is always want to start something, can try to help out the community, we always have this psychological indoctrination of let's question it before it even rises up. I mean, back then when Malcolm X started something or Marcus Garvey, no one was questioning it. We just joined in because we believe in what this person was trying to do. And right. I feel that, you know, what you're doing is similar to like some grassroots movement. You know, you're doing it closed without no one else knowing, and you're saying you're holding behind doors. And I believe that this movement that you're trying to do will also benefit the community as well. So,
right.
You know, and, you know, I live in New York, and, you know, I also try to build with other people. I mean, it's hard because a lot of people have different mindsets, you know, coming from these communities. They understand the problems, but at the same time, psychologically, they don't want to do anything. It's like fighting with yourself on a daily basis. So I understand that. But, you know, I'm going to join this movement because I feel like I care about the community so much. I've been living around here for a long time, so I care about my black people that much that I'm want to join as well. So, you know, that's something I just wanted to touch upon with you as well, brother.
Thank you so much, man, and we welcome you aboard. We look forward to having you aboard, brother.
No problem, man. No problem.
All right. Next we have, I believe this brother's name is Othenu. Peace,
hello?
Brother. Yes,
peace,
brother.
Peace. My name's Darius. I'm from New York.
Darius. We got the wrong. It has you tagged the wrong name. But that, all right, guys.
It's all right. Thank you for having me a part of this conversation. I want to know how I could be a part of what you're doing. You know,
you can start as being a member. that's the
okay.
First place to start.
Okay. I too, you know, my interest was piqued. My curiosity about what you were doing was piqued also when I read about your organization, Black Wallets Matter. And, you know, I just really want to be a part of what you're doing, man. I think it's an important thing. I think you're on to something. There were some comments that were made about actually being present in different states. I don't really know how beneficial that would be. I honestly, you know, the computer and the internet is the way to go now. You have video counseling and things of that nature. I'm in the human service field, so I do a lot of counseling and whatnot. But the computer is the way to go. And I just want to know, like, how, you know, how I could be a part of what you're doing, man. You know, what do you need me to do? In other words, just like the other brother said, like, you know, I was laughing when he said it. Like, what can I do?
Right. All right. Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, we could talk behind the scenes.
Okay, because, we could talk offline.
Right. So right now, like I said, the current project right now, so I know that brother, so that brother and I, we discussed him and another brother. We were talking about creating. So here's the thing, right? These branches, these local branches of Black Wallace Matter, we're not just trying to have a bunch of people get together like all these other organizations and sitting around and then we're talking. We're trying to have programs, and programs take money. And since this program is new, we actually need to like work out the kinks, right? So I don't want to go and say, all right, we're doing it here in Atlanta, we're doing it here, we're doing it in D.C., we're doing it here in Chicago, and right. You know, I have no experience doing that. That's the other thing too. So I have vast business experience. I've done all kinds of things, but I know that the things that I don't know how to do, I need to hire somebody. Someone needs to be. So if someone, you know, someone has experience running a facility, and like I said, I prefer that these things be training facilities. We don't want to just have a freaking conference hall. We don't want to be paying, you know, rent and light and have overhead, and we're not getting any ROI out of it. So right. The other brother and I, we were talking about, like, helping brothers get their CDL. So that's something that we need to sit down and talk about in earnest. But to be honest with you, I have so much stuff on my plate right now as it is. I am overwhelmed, right? So I have this, and then I have my own personal life, and I have my other businesses. Right. So I dedicate the vast majority of my day to this, and my other businesses and even my personal life have suffered. Because I'm totally committed to getting this off the ground. So right. I'll talk to you behind the scenes.
All right, Brother Lou.
Yep, and we can look at your skill sets, and then, you know, we'll take it from there. All right, good brother?
All right, Brother Lou, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, man. I'm gonna stay on the line, too.
Okay, excellent, great. All right, so next, caller from 323. I didn't get a chance to catch your first name, caller. Your first name, please, caller.
Hello.
Yes, peace.
Hello.
Your first name? Brother, your first name?
LaSonia. Hi, brother.
I'm sorry?
LaSonia.
LaSonia. Okay, hold on for a moment. Okay. Yes, sister.
Hey, brother and sister. Thank you, Brother Lou, for having me a part of this organization. I am so happy to be a part of this. I have so much to say and everything. Again, I'm going to have to piggyback off what these other two brothers have said. What do you need me? What can I do? I'm from Los Angeles, California. I'm from the East Side. Our community needs to get together. We need to get together and come together and clean up our, not only our community, but our minds. I'm looking at all these brothers and sisters, Brother Lou, that's being released from prison with no job. They're just being thrown back out here. They did time for 10, 20, 15, 20, 30 years and just been thrown back out in the community. We need to, you know, pretty much start with them and put them to work. Everybody want to work and see it for themselves, you know. Let's clean up this homelessness. We do need a headquarters where we can come together. People need, black people, we need leadership. We used to leadership, you know, Martin Luther King. We used to, you know, going somewhere where we could actually talk and figure it out. I'm kind of lost for words right now, but I'm not used to talking. This is one-on-one. But, Brother Lou, I have a lot of ideas. I'm very resourceful. I go back to the old school. Yeah, we do need computers and everything, but we used to call it gorilla pounding. When you got there and pound the concrete and find the information and do your thing and, you know, work with the community one-on-one like that. We just need to come together and figure it out. Our black people, we're lost. We're really lost, and we just out here just looking for some help. Where can we go? That saying, the game is to be sold, not told, that's BS. Everybody should pass along some information to everybody else. You never know what information might help the next person. Don't hold that information. You know where a job is at? Tell a person. You know where to go to school at? Tell a person. We need to be educated. We're not educated. We stop going to school. We don't make our kids go to school. You know, where we get off with homeschooling. How are you going to homeschool a child? School first through 12th grade is to have a child get their social skills. to interact with people. You know, we need to start in the schools, you know, start in the homes. You know, they have taken discipline from us, for the parents. So, you know, it's just a lot. It's a lot, and it goes with this Black Wallet Matters. Our kids are not learning to be self-sufficient. Our kids don't have chores to do. They're being rewarded for bad behavior. So how can they be entrepreneurs? We're not talking to our kids. We're not showing our kids how to even handwrite to write out a bill or a check. It just needs to start so many different ways with us because, Brother Lou, we lost. We really lost. But, again, I want to be a part of it. Whatever you have going on, I'm in L.A. I'm willing to travel. I'm not that good of a speaker, but I have a lot of ideas, and I'm just here. I'm here.
Okay. Well, like I told the other brothers, the first place you can start is by becoming a member. Silver, gold, platinum. That's the first thing, because when we talk with members, I usually speak with members individually, one-on-one, behind the scenes, talk about the things that we need, things that we can do. I don't know if you were on the beginning of the call, but like, this organization is focused on three things and three things only. We are focused on addressing poverty, unemployment, and racially motivated police brutality. We can't solve every problem in the Black community, and we have to pick a destination and say that is where we're marching. Everyone comes on, so we usually have this on these calls. People come on, and we understand it. So we like to provide a platform for people to express themselves and communicate. But, you know, this organization, we have to pick one thing and start focusing on that. And that is what this organization is doing. So I heard you. You are acknowledging and recognizing that we do have problems in the community. But in regards to our men, we're focused on, first, our priority are single mothers who have kids. Well, that's what a mother, that's the definition of a mother, single Black mothers, because they need the most help immediately because they are raising our next generation. Priority number two are men who are the heads of their households who are struggling to hold it together, because that man has decided, no matter come what may, I'm sticking with my family and I am going to raise my boys. I'm going to raise my girl. That is the nucleus of the Black family, and strong Black families is what really is going to propel us and help and protect us in the future generations. That's where all the morals and the values. So like some of the things that you're saying, you know, we're not teaching our kids how to do this, da 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 da. That happens in the Black family. And then in regards to, so the other brother, you know, a few callers ago, he said like how the Jews have their advocacy groups. That is paramount for us. We need someone that's visible. We need to just basically put the world on notice that, listen, you can't mess with us no more and get away with it. That's right. Just the bottom line. So then they'll be like, whoa, wait a minute. Somebody has organized these Black folks. Somebody done talked some sense in these Black folks. Somebody done did something. And once they understand we have that, those things will protect us all. And they will solve a lot of the other problems that we have going on. And when we have these community resource centers, if a brother who just came home, if he so happens to want to be a counselor, an instructor, if he wants to learn how to drive a truck, if he want to learn how to get a trade or whatever it is, if he has kids, he will be prioritized.
Right.
If you understand what I'm saying? So that's okay. How we plan. That's how we have this structure. All right, sister?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have Brother Allen, Sister Bonnie, and then we have two callers that I have not been able to get their first name. I know one is Brother Cujo. Hold on for a minute. Brother Cujo, is that you with the 708-495?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Hold on. All right, let me just tag you here, brother.
I know that.
Okay, hold on. Wait, what did you do? Oh, there you go. Okay. Okay, brother, and I'll get to you in a minute. And then caller from 404-610. Your first name, please, caller.
This is Shamika from Atlanta.
Hey, peace, sister. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right, great. Great to have you on board again. Okay, sister, I see you in the queue. So, all right, so we have Brother Allen, Sister Bonnie, and Sister Shamika. Oh, wait, hold on. We call her from 720-366. Your first name, please. Caller from 720-366. Your first name, please.
I'm Sue.
Hello?
I'm sorry, Monique.
Monique? Sister Monique. Okay, cool. Hold on.
It's Adolf, too, Brother Lou.
Hey, yeah, oh, hey. Hey, how you doing, Brother Adolf? All right, good. Great to have y'all on board.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
No problem. Let's see here. And then caller from 832-265, your first name, please.
Lee.
I'm sorry?
That's Lee.
Lee, Brother Lee. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Brother Lee. Okay, Brother Lee. Okay, Brother Allen, you are up. Brother Allen?
Good evening, Brother Lou and everyone else that's online. How are you?
Peace, brother. I'm feeling empowered. How about yourself?
Same thing here, sir, and I'm feeling great. I'm feeling excited. So I have a couple questions. I know you have a lot of people in the queue, and you could just answer them at your time. My first question is, and not to be negative, because, you know, it's just questions, because I've heard a lot. I've sit and heard a lot, and I'm a type of person, I question whatever it is. You tell me to jump, I'm not going to tell you how high. I'm going to tell you why. But, Brother Lou, what if we don't reach that number 2,000? That's one. Number two, in regards to not hitting that 2,000 number, how are we going to tackle poverty exactly? And third, you mentioned lobbying. You mentioned government, and that's the key right there. Because we got to go to Capitol Hill. That's where legislatures are being made. That's where power is being held and things like that. And we're not talking about just, oh, where's mine? We got to start talking about that 40 acre and the mule. And I know you got a lot of people on the line, so, you know, go ahead and give me a feedback from those three questions.
Well, Brother Allen, you were on the call from the beginning when we were doing the small talk, so I know you heard the introduction. And in regards to the 2,000 members, we're not waiting for the 2,000 members. We're going ahead. We're moving ahead anyway. I am making the investment anyway. So the whole purpose of waiting for the whole purpose for the 2,000 members was to build the shopping portal. Because we haven't reached the 2,000 members, we are going to create the Black Wall Street Project, which is based on a bunch of people calling me every day about helping them with their business or giving them. So if you paid attention on the call, we had two brothers who inquired about web design. I have people call me all the time who say, hey, could you help me with my website? I have other people say, hey, could you promote this for me? Hey, how do I set up this? Hey, do you have information? So basically the Black Wall Street Project, we will set that up and we will charge a fee. Those who are members of Black Wallets Matter will get access to that information, to those products, to those services as part of their membership. But all the other people who are coming in, they will be charged a fee, and then that's how we will still make the money that we need to build the shopping portal without reaching the 2,000 members. Okay, in terms of the poverty, the overall goal within the next 3 to 5 years is the 1 million members. What will happen? What I believe will happen, once we start creating proof elements and putting them out there in the Black community, this organization will get better visibility. Better visibility will create more members, right? So we have people who are calling on, right? So we have people who are sitting here talking about, like, ownership and, you know, how, you know, can I get a piece and, you know, all of these things. Those are people who are thinking, like, transactional. So the organization will just set up a bunch of different things for people to do transactions. So, you know, and maybe it is an investment. Maybe it is a real estate deal. So we go, we find a good deal, and then we say, hey, listen, this is an opportunity that we have. Do you want to get on board? One of the other major reasons that we're not, like,
starting right off saying, hey, take ownership and do this. You have to have a reasonable expectation of profitability when you invite someone to an investment. This organization, as it starts, there is no reasonable expectation of a profit. There's nothing to give a person as a perspective. We're saying that we want to leverage and grow and leverage and grow until we actually have something that's investment worthy. And then actually, and we're not even taking the profits off the table. We're actually using our profits for social purposes. So it's not like this isn't a traditional business. That's why I said it's a B Corp. We're not in this to make like a big glob of profit and then sit back like fat cats. We're in this to create money so that we can hire a lot of people. Let's say if we go and we buy a supermarket chain. Normally, maybe they pay people $10 an hour or something. We do this. We sit down and look at our numbers. We may have to pay our brothers and sisters $15, $18. The profitability may suffer. That's the reason why we need the organization, because the membership dues would help subsidize that. It's not that we're in it to become a big fat cat corporation. We're in it to keep money turning, cash flow turning, you know, just keep the money turning so we can support our various social objectives. That's the whole nature of it, so that we can have a sustainable source of funding that we control. That's in the blueprint. That is the major reason why other ethnic groups and everyone else, this is why they are able to survive the way that they are. They have their money and it circulates, but they have the various businesses and the various enterprises and the various services to sell to one another. We do not. So we have to look at what we have. What we have are black folks spending money with other places. Well, you know what? We got to figure out how to get some of that money back. We know black folks go spend money on groceries. You know what? We need to figure out how to get some grocery stores. You know, black folks spend money on, you know, going to the club. Maybe we need to start doing a chain of clubs. I don't, you know what I'm saying? But that's that particular point of it. Even if we don't reach the $1 million, even if we don't reach the million member goal, I'm working with other people who are figuring out other ways for us to do what we need to do. One of the other ways that we're going to reach our business objectives is by looking at government contracts set aside specifically for minorities. So the government may have a contract for army boots. Right now, there are no black folks taking advantage of those set aside because they're not making boots. We go buy a boot manufacturer. Now we are a minority or a black-owned boot manufacturer who's able to sell boots to the government. The brother that I'm talking about, the way how he did it, he found a boot manufacturer. Well, his thing was tank sprockets. So there were no black folks making tank sprockets, but the government had an RFP for a minority-owned firm to make these tank sprockets. He partnered with another manufacturer, I think like white people or whatever, whoever they were. He partnered with them. created a separate entity and sold it to the government. And he was able to sell it at a higher rate than they would normally pay because there were no competing bids. So we're not trying to put like everything we're doing all out on the table, but I'm working on it. It's happening, it's going. And these are really conversations that are going to be reserved more for like the members, because I am finding that we are like the people who are calling and have like all these questions to jump through like the hurdles, they never become members. The people who come in and like if you come on a town hall a few times to like just make sure that this is real, those people become members. If you just signed up, you watched the blueprint, and you became a member, then those are the people who actually call me and start doing something. The vast majority of people who ask like these 9 million different questions, they're looking for like, you know, looking for like a loophole or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's $10, like for real. Like what's going to happen with ten? If you don't like it, you can get your $10 back. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's crazy. You know,
Brother Luke, and I didn't want to interrupt you. You know, $10 is even a little chump change. The other day, I made a fuss for $5. You know why?
I hear you, brother. I hear you, brother.
And if I don't have a quarter, they won't let me get that out the store. You get what I'm saying? So when you have the Dr. Umar Johnson's building, want to build the schools, and now we don't know where the money's going, it's not that. It's the time and energy. The money don't mean nothing. It's your effort. You can't replace that time. As a young man like me, I can't replace that time and that energy I put forth on something that is not going nowhere. You get what I'm saying? And maybe that's why we have all these questions. And you have to answer them. It's a go. You get what I'm saying? Because you have to.
Brother, at the beginning of this conversation, I said that we provide full financial transparency. I said you can log in the members area. I said you can ask any person on this call who's a member now to log into their area and read you the numbers. They can read you what the numbers are. I understand. I specifically said so that we wouldn't have another Umar Johnson situation. I addressed those issues specifically, brother. That's what I'm trying to say. So, like, you have to excuse me because I deal with this all day. This is like I said, we're on our 6 month doing this. I'm noticing the pattern. If 10 bucks is too much for you, I would tell you, bro, don't sign up. If 10 bucks is too much for you, then don't sign up. Wait till you get in a better position because we don't want to hurt you. This is only for those who have it and those who want to, you know, help. I only want to help our brothers and sisters. I only want to help. If you say you don't have it, I would lend you the money personally as, you know, me to you so that you can pay your membership. Like, that's how I'm on it. That's how I'm on it, bro. So, you know, I hope that answers your questions.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Sister Bonnie. Hey, what happened, sister? Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening, Sister Bonnie.
How you doing?
I am empowered, sister. How about yourself?
Well, I am too. You know me, always.
Right.
I don't have a question, but I do have a couple of suggestions. Now, I don't know how these will work, so guide me on this one, Brother Lou. Okay. One suggestion I have would be, and this is going back to the brother that was talking about how we needed to have, how did he put it? Ownership. You want ownership, what I would suggest doing. First off, join us. Become a part of our group. That helps. But if you want ownership, everybody is in a different area. I'm in Arizona. Brother Lou is in New York. And there's a number of other people all over the country. What you can do if you want ownership in something is get together with some of the people in your area. Buy a plot. Buy a strip mall as a collective, and then put in there the businesses that you need or you desire to have in there, or if you want to put a rec center in there, do that, a community center, do that. But that would be a suggestion as far as having ownership. And it does give you ownership. It gives you ownership in your community. And that's the whole goal of this, is for us to have ownership in our community, because we're scattered all over the country. We're not in one generalized location. But if you do that in your community and somebody else does it in their community, then we start gaining ground and gaining some of the things that we need and some of the things that we're trying to do. Now, that's one suggestion. The other suggestion is this, because there was a comment made earlier about the NAACP. NAACP really has not done very much for us in years, in a lot of years. My suggestion is we need to, I think, become members of the NAACP and start running for their offices and start doing what needs to be done as a part of their organization, in their organization, as a part of their leadership. Start running for these leadership positions in the NAACP because they need to be turned around. Because they're not. They're getting money. They're and they're getting plenty of money, but they're not using it for our community. From what I've seen. And that's my plan. That's what I'm going to do because I'm going to start looking into getting involved with them and trying to get into some type of position where I can affect a change in that organization that's going to help our people because we don't need a figurehead. We need somebody that's going to be out there working, boots on the ground. That's my. Those are my suggestions. What do you think?
I have no comment on in regards to joining the NAACP and trying to sway their thing because I don't know what their plan is now. My father was a member of the NAACP in South Carolina recently, and he went in there. And he was like, they just sat around talking, eating, and nothing solid was done. And that's exactly what I was saying in terms of, you know, why I really haven't been thinking too much about the individual location for Black Wallets Matter as they were proposed or as I didn't put any thought about it because I don't want it to be where a bunch of people are just getting together in a local area and all they're doing is just talking about whatever. I want it to be where somewhere there's an action plan so people are going together and they're actually running a program. But I do understand
exactly.
That. Yeah, but it costs
that's
money.
That's my point. That's
yeah,
my
well,
point.
Right, but it costs money.
Exactly. We just need people in there. If they're going to represent us, then that's what they need to do. And from what I'm seeing, they're not doing it. Or they're not. They're doing a real piss poor job of it. I'll put it that way. And what I'm thinking is, if we get enough people in the various areas in there, and they start running for the offices that are available in the NAACP, that wants to go in there and work toward doing what we need done for our community, that's what we need. We either need them to get off their butts and do what they're supposed to do, or we need to form another group that's going to do the job. But I think it would just be easier to go into, to just join them and then go in there and start upsetting some stuff. Because stuff needs to be upset because they're not doing it. They're not doing it. And you get one person or two people that walks into the NAACP and gets into a halfway decent position where they have some influence to do something, then you're going to turn that office around. And if you get that in a number of different areas, you're going to turn that NAACP around.
Okay. All right. I mean, I have no input on that. I'm being honest.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Sister Rhonda. Sister Rhonda?
Yes, Brother Lou. Yes, I'm here. I'd just like to piggyback off of what Sister Bonnie said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm this way, and some people think I'm hard, but I'm not hard. I just like to see the results. When you have the plan there, go ahead and do what you got to do. That's how I am. I don't like all the in-between and talking and all that. What she said about the NAACP is true. I joined them years ago, and they were not effective. I had to go outside to another entity to assist with single women and children when I was living in another state, neither here nor there. That's why I, listen to your town hall every week for a month now before I made my move, because if I'm spending my money with you and you're not going to help me, I'm not going to keep doing the same thing over and over again because that's stupidity for me. I'm not going to do it. I'm on to the next thing. But she is right. They are not effective for the Black community as far as I I'm concerned, and I'm not going back. Once I leave it alone, I'm done. But it's a new day, and the younger people need to have a handle on this. The baton has been passed, and we have to let it go where it's going to go. And that's all I have to say to that.
Thank you so much, Sister Rhonda. It's funny that you say that, you know, pass the baton. Right now, a lot of our brothers and sisters, they're kind of upset with, like, the NAACP and some of these other organizations. I'm not really upset. Like, these are older guys. Like, these guys have been in the fight for so long. And for anyone who doesn't know, trying to run an organization of black folks or for black folks is exhausting.
Exactly.
I am telling you. You have people coming to you with some of the craziest off-the-wall stuff. You have to entertain. You try to be polite. You try to entertain, you know, different ideas, different suggestions, right? So we all know how difficult our people can be. Imagine dedicating your life 30, 40, 50 years towards this. You get ran down. So what we need is fresh legs. They got us past the civil rights problem. They got us to this level. It's time for younger people to grab the baton. We have more energy. We have fresh legs. We have fresh ideas. We have new technology. We have different ways to do it. Another thing, so everyone, like, you know, even with the local chapters, right? This doesn't need to be like a visible head. This thing doesn't need to have like visible heads. It's just like, all right, we just got a community center. That's it. Who can say anything about a community center? We're taking these kids off the street. We're cleaning up our own neighborhoods. We're taking these kids off the street. We're doing something about our sisters, our brothers and sisters. We're giving them employment. That can't be misconstrued as anything subversive. It can't be. You understand what I'm saying? So the NAACP and whatever other organizations were fighting to even get us to this point where I guess we could even do these things. So for everybody, we're closing in on that 11 o'clock hour. So I just want to summarize to everyone on the call, if you're a guest, if you like what you heard this evening, then if you're saying, well, what can I do? The first step is become a member. That's the first thing you can do, because we have to start putting our money where our mouth is. We can't do anything. This organization is young. We do not cover the overhead to run the organization right now. That is not stopping us. We are moving ahead. Understand that in our community, people need to see something. So if you're one of the people who's like, no, you know what, I need something or whatever, and you're thinking like you're a business person or you are a business person and you're going to need help, then become a member now, so that way when the Black Wall Street Project goes live, you actually get it for whatever membership level you are in, because I can tell you right now, the membership levels or the fees for the Black Wall Street Project will be more than the current membership dues now. The other thing is, it's going to take some time to do this, but if you are one of those people who talk to your network, your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, whoever it is, and you're talking about, man, we need to do something, we need to do something, I am telling you, this is the place to start. This is the home. I have some very contrarian ideas about how things work that you may be used to or that we're used to in the black community, but all I am doing is modeling what is working in the real world. In the real world, they do not whine, kick, scream when things do not go their way. They take decisive action. They take action via economics, and they take action via politics. And just to give you a case in point, when Trump did that executive order, people who were not even on this soil, those people who were in the refugee program over in Syria or whatever, combined with their counterparts here in America, raised $24.1 million in one weekend. They stopped the most powerful man in the free world. They overturned this dude's executive order within 6 days. That is power. That is economic power. Another show, but actually that's them using their economic in a political way. Another example, when the pilot or whoever it was, the air marshal, whoever it was, beat up that Asian guy on the train,
I mean, on the plane. The next day, they didn't even need to talk to each other. All that he was, I don't even know what he was. Maybe he was like Korean or something. I don't even think he was like regular Chinese. Every Asian just immediately shut United down. They lost $800 billion. Almost a trillion dollars. These white folks, they got pissed off at, what is it, Kellogg's, I believe it was. Kellogg's said something, did something, pissed them off. The white folks boycotted Kellogg's, lost six, I don't even remember. I'm watching how people are doing it. They're not getting together. They're not hemming and hawing, complaining, marching, protesting. They're not doing any of that. They're just moving. They're just moving in unison. Like, nice. Boom, all right, cool. They did this. They beat this guy up. Holy, we're not taking no trips to China, Japan, Korea, Thailand, Philippines, any place where people are, India, any places where people have any type of Asian descent, we're not supporting them. That's what we need to do, y'all. Like, come on. So to become a founding member, I am asking, so if you become a founding member, you are creating something new and you are stepping out on faith. That is essentially what you're doing. You can call me directly. You can talk to me. I'm a real person. I'm a single father. I have my son and my daughter. This is like, but I'm working on this thing all the time. So people can call me, hey, what are you doing? I am putting this together for Black Wallace Matter. I am answering these emails. Our phone conversations get interrupted with people calling Black Wallace Matter. I am putting aside clients so that I can work on Black Wallace Matter business. I'm the chief cook and bottle washer. I need to hire an assistant, but we don't have the funds. So I'm just letting everyone know, come in at the level that you're most comfortable with. Join us. At least make the ticker on the website go to 200. So look at whatever the ticker says and, you know, become a member and let's at least get the ticker to 200. We actually lost a member today too, so, you know, whatever. But we had like three new ones. So I'm just saying to all these brothers and sisters on the call, I'm going to let you guys go because it is 11 o'clock. If anyone, thank you, Sister Rhonda.
You're welcome, brother.
Uh-huh. If anyone has any feedback, anyone has a guest, if anyone has any feedback, if this was your first call and there's something that you want to say in parting, then, you know, please press *6 on your phone. We would love to get some feedback from the guests. But if no one has anything that they would like to say, then we will end this call. So, Brother Lee. Okay, Brother Lee. Shoot, brother.
How you doing?
I am empowered, brother. I am feeling empowered.
Doing great. My first time just listening in, and I heard probably about 6 comments. And so I'm a black brother. I have my own business. I'm an innovator, and I do some programming. And
you do.
Programming.
What's your language?
PHP, website.
All right, cool. See, so you're someone, I wish you would say, what can you do? Because I got some work for you, bro. Good.
Yeah.
You can help us. I got some. Yeah. The time. I got some work
I may have a vehicle that solves everybody's problems and get the funding at the same time. And,
you can help with the shopping portal because I have some, do you know JSON and XML? Can you parse that?
No, I didn't fool with JSON. I know a little bit, but I didn't fool. I'm using PHP.
What about curl? But curl though, so you know curl though, right?
No, I don't fool with that. I don't HTML, PHP, then JavaScript.
No, that's what I'm saying. But talking about curl. Curl is a derivative of PHP. So we just need to send the commands, but we're going to execute the functions in PHP. We're just going to get them in. I can convert them to basically we get the feed. So I can convert the feed. That's the biggest problem that we're having. We got to convert the feed, and it's going to be crazy, crazy expensive. But if we are able to create our own API, to reach. We're geeking out. Let me let you finish, and then I need to talk to you behind the scenes.
Yeah. I need to probably connect with you on Facebook as well.
No. We got to talk on the regular call. But go ahead though.
Right. So I programmed a community. It's called My Community Fund. Because people do some crowdfunding, but no one has it where the whole community can get involved, and everybody can have their own crowdfunding account, just like a bank account. So, and the idea is to do crowdfunding events in major cities where they need the funding, because the money is coming already. You know, we're spending $1 trillion. The money's already coming from the community. You don't have businesses where the money can go to yet, so it takes money to get to that stage. As you know, as you're saying, so we have people who are authors, speakers, and if everyone can come together to a community event, then the whole community can raise funds, and they can keep it going on a monthly basis instead of just, you know, I don't know, one-time fundraiser or every 6 months. So it's like a bank account, and I have a website. I think that would be a tool that all the communities can benefit from, because, I mean, everybody really should have like their own crowdfunding accounts where you look at it, because we have customers who can't even if you had a business, you started a business, restaurant, no matter what it is, your community is the one who's going to help you keep it running, besides the investors who won't look for a return. So if someone is able to have the funding flow of funds, until we can able to get the jobs going and all the other good stuff going, that may also help, you know, with supporting the initiatives.
Okay. All right. We could definitely talk about that, how it all functions behind the scene. All right, good brother.
Yeah.
So what did you think about the town hall meeting? What did you think?
I think it's great. I hear, you know, you get the frustration, and as you say, you do need some fresh kind of like things have changed. You know, we're not using cell phones, not using text messaging, we're not using other tools that would help businesses grow, but you are on the right path as far as getting the right people in the circle together who already knows, have knowledge, you know, about, you know, the business, about community, and they need support too. You say so.
Sure.
I've seen NA, you know, DOACP and there's the Urban League, there's other organizations, but I'm sure they're struggling. And sometimes I may feel they under control of a government, you know, agencies and whatnot, but no matter what happens, you know, community still needs help, and they are spending money, so they are, the trillions of dollars are going somewhere. And since we don't have beauty salons, or we are not the manufacturers, we're not the ones where the money is going, we may have to create that portal to where we can get that flow of money going. And almost some idea someone had about Black Wall Street. So it basically is a creating an e-commerce of your own where money is flowing, you know, jobs providing, then it can circulate back in the community. It's just when you don't have that, it's like you, not only you starting from a mindset, you got to start over building, like almost from scratch. You know, stuff we don't even have. So now you're trying, you need overhead, you have overhead, you need to hire people just to have the function, just to get to that certain stage. But so that's where it's kind of what I would like to say, just a community involvement is what you need on any levels. I would think in business, even when you're trying to get the word out to the community, that's what we're trying to reach, and to find the right people too at the same time, and get the funding flowing for everyone, not just one entity. And a lot of people doing crowdfunding, maybe taking the money, like again, once again, people are like, I'm upset, you took somebody could take the money, we don't know what you're doing with it. Or where, how is this organization helping, you know? So it's just new things that need to be implemented, I think, and not the old school way. It's like Yellow Pages. Who uses Yellow Pages, you know? We got Google now.
No, I get it, brother. All right. So thank you. I appreciate your feedback, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for chiming in. Okay, good,
okay,
brother.
Okay, no problem. I really appreciate it, man. I look forward to connecting with you.
Okay, cool. Brother Jonathan.
Hey, what's up? I just want to get my last little feedback before I get up out of here. I love the town hall. Like I said, it was the reason why I joined. And I feel your frustration.
I go through the same thing myself as family members that I don't even talk to anymore because I am how I am about my people.
Right.
And it's sad, but the thing is, to me, this lets me know that I'm not alone in how I think.
Right. And, yeah, we're not. Yeah.
And their way is just not our way.
Right.
And their way shouldn't be the only way. We should always be able to have a resource so that we can compare what we do for us compared to what they do for us. And then over a given amount of time, have that as a comparison down the line. So you can see from this year to 5 years from now, when we took the reins, when we took control over our community, over our education, over our medical, you can see, you can get a measurable difference of what they do for us and what we do for us. And that right there should encourage more people to want to come on board. So when people call in and say, what can I do to help? What can I do? The first thing, no organization can run on a handful of members. You need to become a member first, and then once you get the numbers, then you can start hiring people to do all the other, you know, behind the scenes stuff, where what you're doing, people can see. And be a, and then that would, like I said, that will start encouraging more people to come on board. So like I said, I feel your frustration dealing with people with 1,001 questions, and still when you get through asking them, they keep on doing what they was doing before they even got there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right, exactly. So it's like, yeah, I just spent like 6 hours with you. Like, you know, it was fruitless. I'm starting to realize that now. I am starting, right, because I indulge and entertain everyone because I'm like, okay, cool. This is someone who has, they may have a solution or they may have something that I don't. But I'm starting to realize not all they want to do is just keep complaining over and over and talk about all the different problems. Like, I know the problems already. We're talking about the solution, and here's the solution that we are proposing. What solution are you proposing? They just want to keep talking about the problem. I'm like, I see. I know what this is leading to.
But I look at it like this. In a basketball game, if you shoot 40%, 42% through the game, it's a good chance you're going to win that game. You ain't got to be 100%. So if we took control over 40% of our essential needs, that would just about control everything else that we do. Because now they see we took over 40% of control away from them. And the other remaining 48%, 42%, 43%. They're going to be nervous. They're going to have a look at you now like they never looked at before. Yep. And that will start to take care of everything else.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree with you. It's just unfortunate that we have to prove that to a lot of our brothers and sisters first, too. So,
but I say you don't get that until you get the number. So I encourage anybody, you know, I joined up, you know.
I think everybody that's on the call now are members. So I think we probably have, like, 3 guests maybe, but everyone else that's on the call right now are members. So we had 2 people sign up. We actually had 2 people sign up during the call too, so I want to thank brothers and sisters for listening and coming on board. We're gonna wrap this up, brother, because we are we're past the 11 o'clock hour.
All right.
And I know everyone has things they want to do. And once again, if you want to reach out to me behind the scenes, you can call the number on the website. I'll give you my direct number and we can powwow. All right, good brother.
All right, man.
All right, peace. And ladies and gentlemen, that is all. So anyone who is on the call who is still a member, you know who you are. You stuck around to the end. You're here with all members. We would invite you to become a member. And yeah, that's that. So I'm going to unmute everyone's phone. We can say good night and see you guys next week. So.
Have a great night.
Good night.
Good night, brothers.
Good night, everybody. Right, have a good day. I want to encourage everybody to watch the blueprint again.
Exactly.
All right, ladies.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.